A blind man sees. One who had never seen the light of day, the colors of the trees, the faces of family and friends, the very things that you and I see every day. And thanks to Jesus, the blind man is treated with mud pies, which, when washed off in the pool of Siloam, empowered eyesight. It empowers eyesight he had never dreamed possible. Even a casual read of the story leaves one asking, what's happening here? Our inquiring minds want to know. Like us, the authorities were trying to pick this miracle apart. The blind man who now sees sticks to one single statement. I once was blind, but now I see. Nothing really matters. He knew they'd have been helped, and that made all the difference. Friends, there are none so blind as those who not see. Now, when it comes to blindness, there is physical blindness, and there is spiritual blindness. Helen Keller, who was blind since she was age of 19 months, once said, the worst thing that can befall a person is not to lose sight, but to lose your vision. A mother of five lost her sight through illness, and she struggled with her blindness. She had always been self-sufficient, doing things for herself. Now she had to depend on other people to do the things for her. But after losing her sight, she began to notice things around her that she had never noticed before. There was a young man who had been born blind who stood on the street corner. And when she had her sight, she never paid any attention to him. But now that she could not see, she spoke to him, and eventually they became friends. She discovered that he had never, ever had a birthday party. So she baked him a cake and organized a party. He blew out the candles he couldn't see. He was delirious with joy, and for the first time in a long time, the newly blinded person felt so happy. She had come from that person who was into herself to someone whose eyes had been opened to see a need and done something about it. Formerly, even though she could see, she was blind to the needs of others, but now she could see. Interestingly, after she gave the blind man a birthday party, he met a blind girl and was beginning to fall in love with her. When someone with sight told him that she was awfully unattractive, as a result, he stopped seeing her. He had been seeing fine until some so-called seeing person misguided him. Friends, again, there are two kinds of blindness, one of the eyes and one of the heart. Not only did Jesus open a man's eyes so he could physically see, he opened the eyes of his heart so he could believe. When Jesus heard how the healed man was grilled by the Pharisees, Jesus sought out the man and asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" And the man replied, "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Then came that awesome moment of truth. Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one who is speaking to you is he." And the man knelt before him and with his whole being said, "Lord, I do believe. I see." This man was given eyesight, but now sees much, much more. Now he's able to see through the eyes of faith. And so the message is very simple and clear, dear friends, not only to the people of Jesus' day, but to us as well. We need to see not just with our eyes, through our hearts. And the good news is Jesus helps people to see. He helps people to see their family and friends in new ways. Jesus helps people to see opportunities for improving their lives. Jesus makes it possible to even see God in action. He can help you and me to see things we never saw before. Jesus saw the blind man. Jesus healed the blind man. And closer to home, Jesus can heal you and me from our blindness as well and help us to really, truly see.